From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42, those including a senior intelligence officer. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. Bashar al-Jafri, head of the Syrian government delegation at the Geneva peace talks, said he had asked UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. He said there should be a statement of such condemnation in all platforms of discussion in Geneva. Senior commander says that Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the western side of Mosul amid fierce clashes with Islamic State militants. Major General Haider al-Maturi told the Associated Press the militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs, but nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. However, the 10th did kill two policemen and wounded five others. Iraqi forces backed by aerial support by the U.S.-led international coalition already control eastern Mosul. Pakistan has disclosed that it is engaging in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism, they say, to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns. Both sides could formalize the deal this week. This is VOA News. Police in Heidelberg, Germany, shot and seriously wounded a man after he hit three people with a car, killing one of them. Police say they don't believe the attack to be terrorism-related, but do not know of any possible motive right now. An investigation continues. Similar attack took place in Germany this past December when a terrorist drove a truck through a crowded Berlin Christmas market, killing 12, injuring 50 or more. World Health Organization is reporting that depression is increasing worldwide and is now the leading cause of global disability. That story from Lisa Schlein at the WHO in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The numbers mark an 18% increase over a 10-year period. Dan Chisholm is health systems advisor in the WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse and a lead author of the report. He says depression is a disorder that can affect anyone at any point in that person's life.
If you look at the prevalence of different disorders around the world and you look at the disability that is associated with them, if you combine those together, depression ends up at the top of the list.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Here in the U.S., former Labor Secretary Tom Perez has been elected head of the Democratic National Committee. He'll be charged with overseeing the task of rebuilding the party following the presidential win by Republican Donald Trump. Perez, the first Latino to hold the post, won in a contest widely seen as a proxy fight between defeated Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her chief party rival Bernie Sanders. Meantime, Hillary Clinton is urging Democrats to stay involved and continue organizing despite the loss to Donald Trump. A recorded message from Clinton was played to an audience of the Democratic National Committee winter meeting in Atlanta.
We as Democrats must move forward with courage, confidence, and optimism, and stay focused on the elections we must win this year and next. Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
Out of power and overlooking a way forward, Democrats are hoping to harness the energy of an opposition movement that has flourished since President Trump took office. Speaking of President Trump, he signaled that he will not take part in the annual dinner of the White House Correspondents Association. That's a gala that's an imperative, usually, for the U.S. president. A day earlier, President Trump had taken the White House reporters and media to task for the way they report on his administration.
That's the latest.